large pieces of charcoal can't be transported great distances. They can't be picked up and lofted in smoke plumes or carried around the world. So therefore, if we can find charcoal at each KT boundary location, we can be sure that burning occurred at each site.
In 2003, Claire Belcher scoured North America, looking for charcoal. She collected samples from 8 KT boundary sites, from New Mexico in the south, right up into western Canada. In the lab, she searched the samples for traces of charcoal, which show up white under the microscope. She was amazed at what she discovered. There was almost none.
What we did find, however, was a lot of this non-charred plant material. And this was really surprising because it means that to have this amount of non-charred plant material in the KT boundary rocks, there's no way that there can have been a globally extensive wildfire, because it just simply wouldn't have left so much non-charred material on the rock record.